This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 2:45, we'll turn our attention to Week 10 in the NFL. 3 o'clock, Mike Golic Jr. joins us to talk about the 7-2 Commanders taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, another two-loss team in one of the best games in football this weekend. We're giving away Iron Maiden tickets at 4, and Alex Smith is on the show today at 6 o'clock. That's going to be must-listen. That'll be a tremendous spot. Make sure you're tuned in at that time. But we are very excited right now. And if you're on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, you're in for a treat because we're going three deep in the studio at this moment. We have welcomed into our humble abode here our producer, who's normally on the other side of the glass, our buddy Darris Dameron. Darris, how are you?
Good. Is the air different in here? I don't come in here often. It's kind of weird.
It's different air, yeah.
Oh, it's hotter. Is that what it is? It's more humid?
Slightly hotter. Humid, yeah. No H. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, Darris, you told us before you were brought on as our producer.
Yes.
That you were allergic to peanuts.
That is correct, yes.
You are allergic to a bunch of things, frankly.
Well, keeping the incredible tradition of Grant and Danny producers who are allergic to peanuts.
You're not allowed to produce our show unless you're allergic to stuff. Namely, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, you're allowed.
I made sure to put that on the resume.
Yeah, like you're in.
But from time to time, your allergies become a bit of a frustration for you, and more importantly, for Danny and for me, because you're not able to enjoy the fun and eat the fun things that we want to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a rather portly fella, so I like to eat. But to have a portion of the food groups taken away from me, it's not fun. It's not fun for anybody.
By the way, how do you like that? More importantly for us, it's not fun that you can't eat with us.
Yeah.
Not that he has to deal with this cross he has to bear all his life.
And we're like, eye roll. Like, oh, we can't order that. Darris is here.
I mean, think how many times like somebody suggests, let's go to here, some restaurant or something. Let's order from here. And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't eat that.
There's nothing I can eat from there.
You're one step above a vegan in terms of your, and I'm not, this is not supposed to be a slight. It'll sound like it. You're my pal. Who's your guy?
You are.
Who's your guy?
Jeeps.
When you are allergic to a bunch of things, there's a little bit of a painted acidness, you know, where it's like,
right?
Do you guys use any kind of?
Quick question for you: is there any?
Give me your like puberty voice that you do. Like, is there any nuts in this?
I just had a question: is this prepared near peanuts?
Exactly.
You know how often I have to ask that?
Yes, every time you sit down.
If things are cooked in peanut oil, it's the worst.
It's got to be the worst. So, we had a little idea.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, I don't remember who it was, said
it was
that they. Caller said that they'd grown out of a bunch of allergies. That back in the day as a kid, they were allergic to a bunch of things, and they've grown out of them. They went and got a new test done, and they found out you grows up and you grows up, and they're not allergic to anything anymore. So we put our heads together. And tell the people, Darris, what we came up with.
We came up with the idea that I would go get a brand new allergy test. Now, the last time I took an allergy test was, I don't know, well over 12-ish years ago or so. It was actually before I found out that I had a peanut allergy. So that was kind of inconvenient. But
had you been eating peanuts at that point? Or
yeah,
no?
Yeah. I prior to that scenario that had happened, I'd eaten peanuts and peanut butter all my life. I never had any issues. And then one day I had some trail mix at it was an NBA Finals watch party. I'm pretty positive it was when the Heat won their first championship with LeBron and Chris Bosh and the company.
That Ray Allen shot, man.
Yeah. Yeah, when they won their first championship, I had Trail Mix that night. Yeah, well, they got three.
I think they did
two.
End up with three.
They get two or three.
And then I had to two. Had to go to the emergency room that night because I was having a weird reaction to eating trail mix. And they were like, yeah, this is the kind of reaction that you have when you have a peanut allergy. I was like, oh, well, that's news to me.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what about seafood? You have gone on record to tell us that you actually really like seafood.
Yeah. So when I was younger, I could never eat fish. Anytime I ever had fish, my tongue would get really scratchy, really itchy, and my throat would swell up some. My parents never believed me, which I always thought was funny, but I just never could eat fish. Yeah, they kept saying,
it's good for you.
It's in your head. You just don't like it. I was like, no, my throat is really scratchy.
So was that ever diagnosed, or did you just stop doing it?
So I didn't get it officially, because I could eat everything else. I could eat crab, shrimp, scallops, clams. I've had all that kind of stuff when I was younger. Lobster, all that. I finally got a test done, I want to say post high school. So let's say 2008-ish or somewhere in that range was the first time I got a test done. And they said, while you're not full on allergic to seafood, it is enough to the point where we recommend that you just stay away from it now.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay. Well, that sucks. You're changing my life and I kind of hate you for it.
And you wanted seafood. Like, in a normal setting, you're not allergic to anything. Would you come over to your pal Grant's house and eat some crabs?
Oh, I would love to. I miss.
So there is a chance, as of right now,
I mean, this is life changing.
When we open this envelope, there is a chance you're coming to the Paulson's Crab Feast in the summer in 2025.
I would 100% be all in if I'm not allergic.
Danny,
such a major thing.
This is really big.
You know how many times I have to turn down going to restaurants and things like that because of this? Like, it sucks.
So
it's
terrible.
Awful.
Do you agree with me that there's like vegans and then yes. There's people with a bunch of allergies?
No, they're feeding out of the same trough, and I feel terrible. Like, my brother and sister-in-law are the healthiest people that you know. They're vegan. They're like pretty much vegan. So it's sort of like anything you do, you have to sort of stop and then totally consider that. And it's like,
are they vegan because they want to be or vegan because they have to be? Because a lot of people
they
feel
like,
okay, which is, there's not really a difference except I think some people actually can't do certain things.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where they're like, I can't.
Yeah, I got
eat
a buddy
that.
With celiac disease. And it's
exactly.
like
what
any
if we
bread makes
this
your violent
envelope,
meal.
By the way, can you imagine that, Danny?
Uh-huh.
What if we open this envelope and Darius is over here going, maybe I'll get to eat crab cakes with the boys today? And they go, you have celiacs and you can't eat anything but grass.
Yeah.
Like,
it's now wheatgrass shots and sleep.
I mean, are you prepared for that?
I am not prepared for that. I may ask CK for the rest of the day off.
I mean, you'd be crestfallen.
I'd be crushed. Absolutely. Yeah.
But that is very possible.
It's on the table.
In this envelope.
Totally possible.
What do you know about what's in this envelope?
The only thing that I know is the doctor, when she handed me the envelope, very sweet lady, by the way, she handed me the envelope and she said, now make sure that once you get the once you guys reveal the results, you call us within the next day or two so we can talk about next steps. And I was like, that's, in my head, I was like, that's not very encouraging.
Next steps is not what you do when you don't have allergies, right?
I agree. But I'm also in my head saying, hey, maybe there's a chance that, yes, I'm allergic to peanuts, but maybe my seafood allergy is not what it once was.
Silly.
So I'm kind of, you know, trying to do the positivity thing.
So this feels gender reveal-y. So when we had our first couple of kids, mm-hmm. when we went to do the ultrasound, when we walked in, I said, hey, we would like to do a gender reveal. Whatever you do, please do not let us know what the gender of the baby is. And both times they did their best to accommodate us. I don't think my wife noticed the first time, but I told her subsequently after. I was pretty sure I saw on the screen, like the second visit we had, even though they kept saying baby, baby's doing this, baby's doing that. There was like an F at the top for like sex.
And you can't avoid
it. I was like, all right, maybe I saw that wrong, but I'm pretty sure we're having a girl, you know, whatever. And that was late enough in the process, but I also wasn't sure. So the reason I say this, though, is you had to tell them that every single day people go in there for tests, and they're not producers on the radio. They're going to get their results live. So how did that go, and what was their response when you said, I don't want to know. I want it sealed in an envelope to be talked about on air.
So I explained it to the nurse, and she was fascinated by it, first of all.
I think doctors like to break up the monotony with a wacky.
Yeah, like, okay, that's a wacky. Nice, we like it.
Yeah, she was fascinated by it, but she was all in. She then told the actual doctor, and the doctor was all in on it.
Yeah, do you want to have the envelope explode pink or blue? Like, depending, you know, like,
right.
Didn't go
I can do that.
Yeah. But she did a good job of when she was looking at the, because they do the test where they stick you with like these prickles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How does it work? What do they do?
So they put these liquids that I guess are the various different allergens.
Yeah, it's like trace elements of the stuff.
So they take like the smallest crab ever, this little baby crab, and they put it in your arm. And then they can tell.
Yeah, yeah. And these bumps will grow if you're allergic. And if you're not allergic, then
they
don't.
Did you have any bumps?
So I had a bunch of bumps in my right arm. But,
hold on.
This is a full-on allergy test. So,
it's for everything.
So my right arm, it was for like dust and trees and things like that. So I'm allergic to all kinds of trees and dust mites. And
so would I be allergic to a bunch of stuff?
100%.
Because you get quote-unquote, this is a dumb question. But when I get allergies, that's obviously, it means I could be allergic, even though it's not a big deal. But like, when I get those allergies where I'm stuffy, that's an allergy. That means I'm allergic to something.
Yeah, so there's something in the air. So when I did this earlier this year, I found out I'm allergic to some kind of tree that doesn't grow anywhere in our hemisphere. But like still, like that's a thing. But now I take drops every morning to counteract the allergy. I'm basically micro-dosing myself with the stuff to prevent allergies from flaring up.
Yeah.
I do that every day.
A drum roll over there ready to go. Can I just hear the drum roll, please?
Yeah. Thank you. There it is.
Right. So we've got an envelope I'm going to open, and we're going to find out what Darius is allergic to. And we're going to do that as soon as we return on Grant and Danny.
Just pulled the Ryan Seacrest.
Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Our producer, Darius Dameron's in studio. We've got a gigantic spread of seafood that was brought in by our guy, Brandon, from Jumbo Lump Cakes. We got to thank him. JumboLumpCakes.com. Check them out. They are in Manassas. They got the best crab cakes in the Manassas area. And Jumbo Lump Crab Cake Company has as good a crab cake as I've had.
They are fantastic.
Full stop. Yeah, they're really good.
I can speak to it because I just housed one.
So the question is, will Darius be housing one, or are we going to eat the two that are assigned to him? Can you show people your plate on the YouTube chat really quickly?
Sure. It's a little less than it was before.
There's been a lot of banter about how Danny had a full plate all of last segment.
So there you go. Is that showing up there on the old camera?
Spin it the other way. There's a lot of plate missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just destroyed a bunch of food.
That was potato salad.
During the break.
And that was shrimp pasta, and then the crab balls, crab cakes. There were more of those before. And the hush puppies are there.
All right, so I'm going to open the envelope now. Okay, if you're watching on the stream, you will see that I'm pulling out a piece of paper here. So what they've done, it looks like, is they have the results of the test that if you're a doctor, you can read. I'm not one. But then they have written on some paper here, like what you would give on a prescription on.
Okay.
The very specific answers to the questions at hand. Okay?
So you know it right now.
I know it right now.
You're looking right at the answer.
I am. You're like,
you know my fate.
You're going to find out if you're the dad or not right here.
Is in my hand. I'm going to go. So they actually have four different categories here.
Oh.
Look at Darius.
Oh, that's all right. so many
different suits.
All right. So let's start with cashews.
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 Oh, that's specific.
Darius Dameron, when it comes to cashews, you are allergic.
Yeah.
You are absolutely allergic.
We thought that one.
Okay.
We thought that
We're
one.
We're in an okay place.
No cashew chicken.
Get your EpiPen.
We got it. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go pecans.
Oh, man.
Let's go pecans.
Pecan.
pecan.
Southern style pecan.
Garrett Dameron, when it comes to pecans, you are allergic.
Damn it. I wasn't sure about that. That's no pecan pie for you.
All right, let's go peanuts. Shall we go peanuts?
Yeah, okay.
We kind of know where this is
going. I'm pretty sure I know this one.
This is tough.
They're part of the same family.
By the way, if you're watching Darius on the stream, he is just crestfallen.
Poor guy.
Darius, when it comes to peanuts, you are not allergic.
What? What?
He's
what?
Not allergic what? To peanuts.
No way.
He's what? Not allergic to peanuts.
How is that possible?
You are not allergic to peanuts.
Oh, my God.
It says, and I quote, again, I don't want to be, if you die, it's not my fault.
Don't
it's,
eat them. Call the doctor first.
It's written right here, and it says, no allergy to peanut.
Holy
it
crap.
Says,
stunned.
It says allergy stunned. To cashews and pecans.
Okay.
No allergy to peanut.
I mean, those things could be in trail mix, which could be what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe I had a reaction to cashew.
So I have to do the follow up where you call them.
Guys,
but
let's go to a Nats game tonight and eat peanuts. All the
by there is some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. Let's go.
I don't care if we ever get.
I can have five guys again.
What? Oh my God!
Just strut you right into five guys.
This is incredible.
Tomorrow, let's get five.
Five guys.
We can't. Everybody. We're on location. We're doing Monday. We're doing it Monday. Okay. Monday's five guys. Monday.
We're coming your way, Rockville.
I mean, Vince McMahon walk into that SOB.
Wow, guy. We're eating five guys.
That's major.
That is
a huge development.
So, peanut oil. Silly.
Let's go.
How sliced are you?
I'm through moon right now. I can't believe
even
this.
If you can't eat any seafood, this has been a win.
This is a big time
okay.
win. Big
I mean,
time
you victory. Guys are sleeping on the fact you've even brought up that he can now eat Reese's Cups, which is one of his favorite candies.
I can't wait to have a frozen Reese's Cup.
Are you going to have, they're out there?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to the doctor first. But
it's
once
right,
I
double check. Let's all just double checking.
No allergy to peanuts.
Let's all double check.
All right.
Here's the big
fish.
One.
Fish.
Oh, boy.
Fish.
All right.
Fish. Darius, when it comes to fish, you are allergic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are
damn,
allergic to fish. Your parents were wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, buddy. That swelling tongue was
take
real.
Take that, Dad.
Could I have more halibut?
Not a great place right now. Not a great place.
Bubba, Dad, could I have more people?
Honestly, I mean, this is a huge victory finding out I'm not allergic to peanuts.
The peanut situation is incredible.
I will definitely take
Kung
that.
Kung Pao chicken on Saturday, bro.
I think this was
that's
worth
incredible.
It for that.
I think it's very worth that. It for that.
Yeah. And then shellfish is the last category.
Oh, you said there was...
Fish is what we just did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then there's a shellfish category.
Yeah, all right, let's hear it.
This is really why we're here.
Darius, when it comes to shellfish, you are not...
What?
You can eat crab cake. Allergic to all fish, not shellfish. No allergy to peanut. Allergic to cashews and pecans. By God, that's Darius Dameron's music.
I am so happy for you. I don't get happy for other people, but I'm happy for you.
You are not allergic to peanuts.
Let's
or
go.
Shellfish.
I mean, the way you sold that, first of all, is incredible.
Thank you.
I'm
on the brink of cutting onions in front of me right here.
Shed some tears,
wow.
baby.
What in the world? This is crazy.
Here's your note. Look at it. Read it to the people.
Oh, wow.
Read what you see.
I mean, she did this perfectly. Allergic to all fish, not shellfish. No allergy to peanut. Allergies to cashews and pecans.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. I want to thank the great people at the Advanced Asthma Allergy Science Center in Upper Marlboro.
Peanuts
thank you.
And shellfish are back on the menu.
Buy me some peanuts and shellfish. I don't care if we ever get back.
Can you believe it, dude?
This is incredible. This is absolutely incredible, guys.
Peanuts and shellfish.
Hey, standing over for Darius.
Yeah, that's for Darius. That's for Darius.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. Clary, what do you think? What a moment in show history.
I mean, all right, there's like a selfish part of me. That like kind of wanted him to be allergic because I was hungry for that extra crab cake. But like other than that, like I'm really happy for Darius because number one, I always have peanut butter crackers around me somewhere. I have peanut butter pretzels, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't have to like wipe counters down and everything. But I am happy for Darius. He gets to enjoy a crab cake, and shrimp as well, which is by the way his favorite shellfish. He talks about shrimp. All the time.
All
I've asked him many times.
That's all I want to shrimp.
You're a shrimp guy.
He's a shrimp guy.
You're about to be a real shrimp guy.
I can't wait to eat shrimp. It's going to be so great. My dad just texted me, by the way, and said, wow, with multiple explanations.
They must be doing a hell of a segment over on 980.
What's Russell talking about?
Yeah, what's
is it a big topic?
He's like, you won't believe what Russell just said about Jaden Daniels.
He's like, Darius, I'm listening to Sheehan from earlier. And oh, my God. He had been standing on again.
That's a bit. All right.
Sorry,
buddy. He's a big charge guy.
Thanks to church.
Darius, I'm proud of you.
Thank you, coming
to my house to eat crabs this summer?
I can't wait for
You're coming to my house to eat shrimp?
I cannot wait.
We're going to just meet somewhere in D.C. and eat peanuts for some reason?
Can we go to the Winter Harbor together?
Yes, of course.
Love the Winter Harbor so much.
Man, oh man.
I'm blown away.
This is big.
So, you know, the cashew pecan situation, okay, that's kind of what I thought. The peanut swerve was a wonderful appetizer before the shellfish situation.
Shellfish.
Dude, peanuts, man.
You're dragging it out. Go get your crab cakes.
That's true.
And let's watch you not die.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Like, I got peanuts around, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Darius, I'll go to another room.
Darius, Danny, you're not getting a third crab cake. I'll tell you that
right
now.
That's totally fine, my friend.
Mike Golic Jr. joins us next. Let's talk football. Week 10. And the Commanders getting ready for the Steelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.